What's going on, everybody? This is podcast number one, official Gabriel Santos. Welcome. There is no official podcast name just yet, but thank you if you are tuning in. I have no idea where this is gonna go, but in the meantime, here's 30 seconds of Drake, God's Plan. Hit it. So I just decided that in the next podcast, or maybe the podcast moving forward, or maybe even in this one, that whenever we go to song break, that is your opportunity and my opportunity to dance. Okay, you like that? Okay. Anyways, so, where do we go from here? I guess, if you're listening to this, maybe you want to get to know, like, what I'm up to, or maybe, I mean, I would, it's hard to talk about something when you don't really know what the audience wants to hear. So I guess, what this podcast is going to be like moving forward for the time being, is me sharing stuff that, you know, goes on with my life and some cool stories I have. A mix of lightheartedness, you know, joking, being funny, being sarcastic, as well as, you know, being deep and inspirational and things like that. I'm not here to, you know, say what I think is right or wrong, or like give advice on what, you know, the best way to live life. Definitely not. If anything, this is just a platform for people to, you know, listen to whatever I have to say and be entertained, hopefully, and also to learn something, ultimately to get some value for your life, whether it's, to waste time or to, you know, gain some knowledge or something like that. So with that, I guess I'll just share a little bit about myself. If this is your first time hearing my voice and getting to know who I am, my name is Gabriel Santos. I live here in, should I say where I live, actually? I don't know. I think I'm gonna hold off on that, actually, you know, in case, this podcast goes viral and I get millions of fans. I don't want people knocking on my door. Anyways, I can say I live on the west coast of the United States. I live in California. Okay, I live in California. I won't say where. I'm pursuing my dreams and goals of really inspiring, helping, supporting, and transforming people's lives in the way that, you know, they've always wanted but maybe have never successfully done before. And a big part of that journey to help others includes, you know, the creation and the manifestation, so to speak, of my own goals and dreams. So, according to Anchor app, it says listeners tend to prefer short form audio. Consider making your episode out of shorter segments. Okay, so I guess that means it's time for a dance break. Let's go. So, you know, if whoever wants to know what my vision is, I don't know the exact game plan or the roadmap to get there, but this is what I envision happening, okay? So whether it's 6 months, 1 month, a year, 2 years, what I see happening is, you know, a following of people who, for whatever reason, their current life situation matches perfectly with the content that I have. And over time, I will have so much content that there is bound to be one video, podcast, or blog, or even book that I have that resonates with someone where they're at in life. And what's going to happen is the information and the experience and the resources, both paid and free, are going to match exactly what these people need at the time. And for however long they decide, or however long that the relationship that my content and their life fits will be, however long and how much money and time they spend towards, my brand and my business. And I won't be surprised if people hop on for a day and leave and come back for a year and leave. But what I see happening is, as I just continue to share and create content, create value, create products, that, my intention of helping people will be fulfilled. And that includes, live personal coaching, that includes speaking engagements, that includes, live conferences, webinars, that includes, all of that, YouTube collaborations, all of that. And this is really just the beginning, honestly, and I'm so psyched. And so I'm glad to have you here. I'm really grateful that you're listening on the other end of this, whether it's the day that I post this or whether it's 2 years from now. I'm excited to see, people comment. I'm like, oh my God, back in podcast number one, he even said all this. This is crazy. And I know whoever listens to this, the within the time frame, within a day or two that I first release it, they're probably gonna be like, bro, this fool's nuts. Like, he really is projecting out into the future, having, a following. And it's much less about having a following, although that's obviously an awesome thing to have. It's more so the value and the impact that, what I have to share and what I have to give to the world is, gonna have on other people. And so, whether it's one person now and a million people, a year from now or 7 years from now, it's much less to do with the number and more so to do with the impact. And it'll just take time for the numbers to grow. Anyways, it's been 3 minutes. It's time for another dance break. And then after that, we'll have one more last segment, or maybe two. And that should conclude it all. All right, here we go. One person I look up to a lot, not a lot, but a decent amount, is Conor McGregor. What I admire about Conor McGregor, besides his work ethic, is his confidence as well as his journey, really. 'Cause for Conor and people who are like Conor, he knew exactly where he was gonna be well before anyone else knew and well before it actually happened. And Conor, I'm sure, talked a lot of shit before he even had the belts. And a lot of people doubted him or didn't believe in him. Yet the same people are his biggest fans as he, gains belt after belt and win after win and millions after millions. And not to be cocky or to be self-righteous, but at the moment I feel in a similar way. That my faith and my confidence in what my future is going to look like, as grandiose as it is, it's exactly what I want, and it's exactly what I'm working toward every day. And I may not have the belt to prove it. I may not have the money and the dollar signs to prove it, or the following to prove it. But that's just where I see myself heading. And I think what separates people like Connor and myself, and it's not even that it's like, oh, I'm different and Connor's different and other people are different. It's really not, because if you had talked to me a year ago, like, I would not be this confident in what I'm telling you. And so it's not something unique to me. It's something to be unleashed within every person, I believe. What I'm referring to is this sense of really, like, ultimate responsibility in the life that you create for oneself, or a life that one creates for themselves, and the full responsibility in taking that on. Basically, wherever, my life ends up 10, 50 years from now, it's gonna be a product of my own actions and my own behaviors. And I know that's obvious to everyone. Yet for some reason, only a small percentage of people actually fulfill on their dreams. And a big part of what drives me to fulfill on my own dreams is to be a walking example of possibility for other people. I want them to say, if Gabe can do it, I can do it. Especially for people who've known me for a long time and have seen my history of, not following through on anything. It's important to me that I prove to myself that, I am someone who does what they say they're going to do. And even more so for people who have maybe lost faith or lost touch with the fact that anything is possible, that through me and through my example and through everything I have to share and show, that it is 100% possible, and that, God damn it, you're gonna die one day, and until that day comes, let's spend our life actually living the life we want to live and pursuing the life that we want to live and create for ourselves. I honestly don't mean that in a hokey pokey kind of way. I'm so dead serious about that, and it saddens me to think that, there are people who laugh at what I just said. But I know that laughter isn't, anything personal. It just, it has to do with a lack of faith in themselves and what's possible. So with that, on that kind of, like, I don't know if that was sad, but it's, like a little bit of a downer kind of note, like, fuck, man. Like, I won't cuss a lot. I do like to cuss. I won't cuss too much. Actually, I take that back. I'm gonna cuss as freely as I want. Like, I guess my overarching message here is to, if you're listening to this and you're someone who's either fired up or like annoyed by what I'm saying, like, really look into that. Like, look into what it is you're experiencing as you're listening to me. Because whatever you're experiencing within yourself has nothing to do with me. It has everything to do with, you and what goes on within you. And go after it. Like, go after it. Whatever it is that you want, go after it. Like, who cares? Like, we're gonna die. Like, we're gonna die one day, and it's all gonna be over, and we're not gonna get a second chance to redo it. I mean, maybe we will, but, like, let's not wait and find out if we do or don't. It's so crazy. It's so crazy how we, people go about living like a comfortable, easy, settling kind of life, for what are some kind of fear that, like, it's too hard or that's not gonna work out, when literally you just die and it's all over. Like, it's funny, like, those fears feel like death. Like, having to quit your job and go do something for minimal or for no pay at all, like, that, doesn't that sound like death? Like, doesn't that sound like, God, like, I'm not gonna be able to make that? Like, the idea of not being able to travel and having to, like, live on this kind of, like, homeless lifestyle because you barely have any money, but you're gonna die anyways. Like, seriously think about that. Like, you're gonna die. You're gonna die. Like, actually be dead. And, like, it won't even matter if you have food or not, or money or not. Like, God dang it. Like, God dang it. Like, go after it, dang it. Anyways. Let's go ahead and do one more dance break, and then I'll do a little closing remark. And that'll be it for podcast number one. Heyo! Now it's time for my boy Logic. Well, hopefully he's available. Anyways, let's go. Okay, so I hopefully you enjoyed that Logic soundbite. I'm just gonna throw this in real quick. This is literally just for me and for people to hear it and for it to be in, like, the existence of, like, people's minds. One day I will be homies with Logic. I will have had an interview with him. I will be business partners with people like Gary Vee, Tony Robbins, Tim Ferriss. I want to be friends with people like Kobe, Steph Curry, LeBron, I may even work with them on some capacity. And I'm saying all this because that's actually what I want, you know? And I did a goal setting workshop, and the whole point was to dream as big as possible and to not, you know, give yourself any limits. And to be very frank, those are the things I want in life. And that's like, to give you guys an idea, like that's the kind of game I'm playing. And I encourage everyone to do the exact same thing. 'Cause like, what is the difference between meeting Stephen Curry and meeting some Joe Blow off the street? Nothing. But there's this like this whole story and this whole belief system around people like who are famous and who are rich, and all of a sudden it's like it's hard to be in their circles. And I get the realistic part of things, but in terms of it being possible, it's like not any different than me like walking into a homeless guy named Kevin Johnson who has no leg, you know? So, yeah, so that's kind of like a little selfish thing I put out there in the universe. And if it happens, fuck yeah. And if it doesn't, well, that's my fault because I didn't do whatever it took to make that happen. Anyways, all right, so final remarks. Shoot, I intend to have guests on this podcast. I imagine just like my blog experience has been, you know, these podcasts will get better and better over time. I will find a more efficient and productive way to get them done. And at first, people won't give a heck, and over time, they will start to give more hecks. And yeah, so again, thank you for tuning in. I appreciate you, and I send love your way. If you have any comments or questions or whatever, I don't know if there's a comment section. Find a way to message me somehow. Visit my website, gfsantos.com. Check out the blog as well. And I guess this podcast can officially go under the podcast tab that has been under construction on my website for like a year now. Cool. Anyways, all right, that is it, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. I love you all, and I'll see you next time. Peace.